The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, concerns have been raised that the price of petrol and diesel is heading to €2 a litre. I'm joined on the line by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're heading in the direction of €2 a litre. At the pumps the other day, I was noting it was heading up towards 180, and it's probably going to rise again on foot of malaise in the Middle East. And then there's going to be a tax hike.
There's another tax hike on the way, well, another two this year. You're absolutely right there, Pat. Yeah, the last of the excise duty increases is due in August. We had one at the start of this month, which is probably largely responsible for the spike in prices we've seen this month. That means the price of diesel is up 13 cents this month, according to the EIA Ireland fuel comparison survey that they do. And the price of diesel is up 9 cents. So that's, they're saying diesel is now 181 a litre. Petrol is 181 a litre and diesel 178. But you're absolutely right when you say in the Middle East, the bombing by Israel of Iranian targets this morning, the reaction of the oil markets was to send the crude oil from $87 to $91 for a short period before it came back to $88. So it's very volatile. And that's one of the big factors. You've got excise duty, you've got crude prices going up on the back of conflict in the Middle East. And you also have the other problem we have, Pat, is that we import and buy our crude oil in dollars, and the dollar has been strengthening against the euro, so it's costing us more to import a barrel of oil. So all of that is mitigating against the motorists. So there'll be more calls for the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, not to implement that last increase in excise duty, which is due in August.
Now that is a restoration of what was before.
It is, Pat, yeah. I mean, back in 2022, when prices really spiked after the Russians invaded Ukraine, and energy prices went through the roof, which meant refinery costs went up, and that was all passed on in terms of the price of the pump. You'd petrol and diesel went over €2, €2.20 at one stage. So as a temporary relief, the then government, or then Minister Pascal Donoghue, brought in an excise duty cut of 21 cents on diesel, 16 on petrol, and then decided to gradually restore it. Now, he postponed some of those restorations, and in the last budget announced that he wouldn't, he altered the deadline and wouldn't do it as quickly as had intended, but in the budget he said he'd restore it in small chunks, with the last one in April, as I say, and another one due in August. Now, at the same time, the British Exchequer, they decided over there, Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor of the UK Exchequer, decided that they would not restore the temporary relief that they gave to drivers on excise duty. So, and drivers make the reasonable point that over half of what you pay at the pump for a litre of diesel and a litre of petrol goes in duties, taxes, VAT.
There are a couple of things at play here in the international market, and obviously that spike this morning that relaxed again almost to where it was before the strike on Iran. But Russian oil is reported to be back on the market, whether it's there directly or indirectly. The impact it has, the availability of lots of Russian oil means that the people who can, without sanction, buy it cheaply, will do so, freeing up more of the supply for the rest of the world. The USA is a big producer of oil now, shale oil, rather than the old-fashioned pumping it out of the ground. So that's happening. So in theory, the price of oil on the wholesale market should moderate.
It should moderate. But counting again, those points are absolutely valid, Pat. Yes, you have cheap Russian oil available to, India in particular is buying it, Chinese are buying it. You have a lot of American shale oil around. But it's still expensive in America, and it's still a big problem for Joe Biden that gasoline, as they call it, is more expensive than it was. Because, the other problem we have countering those factors is the OPEC Plus cartel. They are, every time they meet, they continue to have restrictions on output, and that affects the price as well, because they're concerned that they're not making what they want to make on it. And that's why you had a lot of analysts in the last few weeks again predicting that the crude would go to $100. Now, we haven't seen it, and as you say, it's very volatile, Pat, but even today, it's moving around by $4 a barrel. So, I mean, the real worry is if there's an escalation in the Middle East conflict. I mean, if there's any bombing of oil refineries, because oil refineries, there aren't enough of them. That's a real tight area. And, you know, the Iranians have threatened to bomb oil refineries. You have had some calls from the nuttier U.S. senators calling for oil refineries in Iran to be bombed as well. Any impact on oil refineries, any damage to them, and you are talking then about a big spike in crude prices, which was, you know, as we know, the prices get passed on very quickly to the motorists that are slow to fall, though. And then you have the other issue where it's much cheaper across the border. I mean, if you're one of the 360 retailers selling petrol on this side of the border, you're under a real competitive disadvantage because it's so much cheaper if you live in Donegal to cross the border into Derry.
Sure. And mind you, they had their good days at times too, didn't they?
They did, but now you'd feel for them at the moment. A lot of them are really struggling, and there are real fears that some of them could go out of business. You know, Kevin McPartland of Fuels for Ireland, he's a decent guy. He's not a
lobbyist.
And he's not an alarmist, even though he represents a lobby group for fuel importers and retailers. He is saying that some of them are under real financial pressure here now. So, you know, I think real pressure will come on Michael McGrath. I'd be very, very doubtful that he'll go ahead with the August increase in excise duty. If we see the litre of petrol and diesel rising the way it is, it's a real issue in rural Ireland in particular, where we just don't have the public transport alternatives, and people get annoyed with this, and it's passed on to everything else. If truckers have to pay more, if truck firms have to pay more for diesel,
Charlie,
passed on and cost safer.
How are EV drivers faring in all of this?
They're doing okay. It's relatively steady. Marginal increase. Now, this is mainly people who are, they're charging up at home. It's about €1,000 a year to at the moment to charge an EV, and that's covering a national average of about 17,000 kilometres a year, Pat. So, I mean, the energy cuts, and we're expecting some more maybe later in the year. Electricity price cuts are helping them. So, it's relatively steady.
Now, Charlie, the last point really is about whether or not the government should not be beginning to wean itself off the high excise duties, and instead of restoring them, maybe cutting them. Because in time, if their targets on EVs are to be realised, they're going to have to replace that excise with some other form of taxation. And maybe they should start applying that logic now and try to find an alternative source as EVs take over.
I think it's a very pertinent point. And I would hope that there's somebody in the Department of Finance is smart enough to be working on a plan on this one, because it is a golden goose for the government. They take vast amounts of money in excise duty, VAT, levies from the motorists, and motor tax as well. And that will have to, there'll still be motor tax, obviously, on EVs, but the VAT and the excise duty on petrol and diesel, that, as you say, Pat, I mean, if we move and meet the government targets of 1 million EVs, the big chunk of money they're getting from petrol and diesel VAT and excise duty will go. So they need to have an alternative plan here. This is why there have been calls for a review of the whole taxation on fuels.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my listeners, Tom in Abilene, says, based on the fact that excise duty is a percentage of the overall cost, isn't the minister well covered with his take of excise? Because obviously VAT is added as well. If the price goes up, there's more VAT. So there is maybe a need to review all of that. That's from Tom in Abilene. Thanks very much for joining us, Charlie. That's Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.